You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Several months ago, a nationally distributed newspaper made an offer to the public, but the editors were totally unprepared for the overwhelming response. USA Today newspaper suggested to parents that if they would like help and advice on how to raise their children, they could call a designated phone number. Response was immediate, like a tidal wave hitting the mainland. Confused mothers and frustrated fathers began telephoning for free advice. So great was the response that the service had to be continued much longer than initially planned. Over a decade ago, one of our nation's most eminent and influential child psychologists also observed the confusion and helplessness many parents now feel as they struggle to do their best in raising their children. A Harvard University professor states, "Many parents are afraid to bring up their children on their own. They are afraid to use their own convictions and their own moral faith. Parents today are intimidated by all the experts who are writing books and telling them what to do." Finally, this astute psychologist observed, "Parents spend all their time trying to find out whether a child should be treated this way or that. But these same parents make no effort whatsoever to look around themselves and ask, what do we really believe in? And what do we want this child to believe in?" This bottom line advice of this well-respected child and family expert is this: if children are to be raised properly, their training must be set on a solid moral and spiritual foundation. This is crucial. The foundation must come first. No child can be properly raised without it. Without a solid spiritual base, there will always be trouble ahead. The winds of temptation will blow. The rains of frustration will follow. And like a house built on anything other than the solid rock of Jesus Christ, it will certainly crumble. An encouraging lesson for all of us is provided in the Bible. The days of Jesus' public ministry were rapidly drawing to a close. The blessed Savior would soon be returning to his Father in heaven. Jesus now realized that his disciples, those who had followed him for several years, would miss him. At Jesus' ascension, his followers would be left alone, and they would feel lost and helpless without him. They would now be totally on their own. And like children today, these disciples of Jesus were young in their faith. Consequently, they would be an open target, vulnerable to the attacks of the evil one. What should Jesus do to prepare his followers for the challenging life ahead? This was the ultimate question. We read in the Bible and the Gospel of John that on the evening on which he was betrayed by Judas, Jesus prayed for his beloved disciples. In the last part of his high priestly prayer, Jesus expressed his special concerns to his heavenly Father for those he would soon leave behind. "I don't ask, heavenly Father," Jesus prayed, "that you would take my followers out of this world, but that they would be kept safe from the evil one. Sanctify them in thy truth," Jesus prayed. "Thy word is truth." Now, those of you who are parents today, do you want the best for your children? And do you desire to prepare your offspring for the challenges and temptations of this life? If so, then this example from the Gospel of John offers you hope. Your children will certainly grow up in this world as confused as it may be. There is no other choice. Therefore, do everything in your power to make sure that your children have a solid Christ-centered foundation. This solid foundation is the Word of God. This foundation is Jesus Christ. Times change, customs change, traditions change, and moral values shift. But the Word of God never changes. Yes, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the foundation needed by your children, those little ones you so dearly love. If you as a parent desire to give them the very best, then establish their life and ground their attitudes and fix their future on the solid hope-giving rock of the Word of God. The Word of God by the power of the Spirit of God, embedded in the minds of children, yes, planted deeply in the hearts of teens. This holy life-giving Word is more powerful than mere memorization of facts, like the memorized multiplication tables. The Word of God is more. Oh, it is much more. It cleanses the heart. It sustains the soul. It satisfies the spirit of little children. It sanctifies those little ones you so dearly love. It sets them apart for a special life, a life guided by the Lord, an existence protected by providence, and a life which, even in times of tears and days of despair, offers hope for tomorrow and provides an unwavering certainty of eternity. Now, as a parent, you may be saying, "Yes, this is what I want for my children. But I feel so helpless," you may say. "Where do I start?" First, you will certainly want to be associated with a Christian church which teaches the Bible as the foundation and the basic source of all of life. A church where you, as a parent, can also attend Bible class and where your children can attend Sunday school. But there is more. The world-renowned Gallup poll, through its Princeton Religious Research Center, following extensive surveys, learned that Sunday school was very helpful in the religious education of children. The study shows that Sunday school prepares children for the trials and the questions and challenges of life. But these researchers were also surprised to learn that the real key, yes, the real key to powerful, positive religious education, that type of learning which provides children with a head start in life that they so desperately need, this learning was most effectively provided through, and I quote, "instruction by parents at home." 500 years ago, European society faced a spiritual situation very similar to our present religious conditions. There was a dire lack of solid religious instruction. People were superstitiously religious, but they were biblically illiterate. One scholar writes that at the time of the Reformation, the common people and their families were distressed and scattered as sheep without a shepherd. There was appalling ignorance about spiritual things, writes one well-known historian. Into this vacuum the Spirit of God moved. Our gracious Lord used a simple man of that day as his instrument. Martin Luther studied the Word of God daily. He prayed fervently. He preached the Word of God with power and with results. But Luther also carried a great burden and a concern for the common people, the everyday working people, the working class, and their struggling families. He saw that the average family had so little access to the strengthening and sanctifying power provided by God's Word. These poor people had nothing to work with in religious education. They had no tools. And so Luther set aside some time to write a little book called the Catechism. It is the summary of all the key doctrines of the Bible. It summarizes all the crucial teachings of God's Word. This little book of concise Christian instruction has provided help and hope for countless thousands of families over the last five centuries. At the beginning of each section of this helpful little compendium, the author directs heads of families to teach this hope-giving Bible knowledge in their homes. Parents, you mothers and fathers who sincerely desire to raise your children with a solid foundation and with a real advantage in the world, begin now to make arrangements for the Christian instruction of your children. Plan to undergird and support the Christian education program of your church. Do this by additional, yes, additional Christ-centered devotions and instructions in your home. If you are unable to obtain a Christian catechism for instruction to use in your home, write us and we will be glad to tell you where to obtain one. Through Bible-based Christian instruction, your children will be richly blessed. Just as their small bodies grow, nurtured through physical food, so also their minds will expand and their souls will be nourished by God's life-giving Word. They will gain spiritual strength and peace. Some parents merely take their children to church or to Sunday school. They drop them off to get religion. They desire their children to learn morality and honesty and decency. Now, all these attributes are virtuous and they are good, but the center of all Christian teaching at home or in school, must be the story of the crucifixion cross of Calvary. Forgiveness, that Jesus offers your little children complete and total forgiveness for their failures and mistakes, this is the fundamental teaching upon which all other Christian education must be built. With this basis, religion for your children will be a joy and not a burden. Oh, how I love Jesus! May this expression from a Christ-centered hymn always be on the lips of your little ones. Let them see Jesus clearly and explain carefully how Jesus died on the cross for their sins. With love and thoroughness, explain how God the Father accepted the suffering and death of Jesus as a perfect substitute for your sins and failures, and also for the sins and failures of your children. Trust the power of the Word of God and rely on the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit to enlighten and to teach the minds of your children. Your children, nourished on God's Word, will have a new awareness, a new existence. They will see life as a blessing. They will see faith as a joy. And for them, every day will be a new experience with God to guide them. During his last hours on earth, Jesus made plans to prepare his followers for when he would leave them. He prayed to the Heavenly Father, and Jesus said he was not asking for his disciples to be taken out of the world, but that they would remain in the world to be lights for the world. He asked the Heavenly Father to bless and to sanctify, to strengthen and to protect his disciples with his word. And you can do the same thing for your children. There is no need to live in worry as to how your children will fare amidst the temptations of our generation. Oh, parents, there is no need to react with paranoia and uncontrolled fear, as did a 55-year-old mother in Seoul, South Korea. This concerned mother was so upset that her daughters, aged 22, 26, and 28, would become defiled by the temptations of this world that she made a suicide pact with them. Then she tied their hands and their legs and placed a plastic bag over their heads until the three girls suffocated. This, she felt, was better than to have her daughters fall victims to the temptations of society. Oh, there are those today who scoff at the idea that instructing children and teenagers in God's Word will protect and prepare them for the rigors of life. Where have they been, we must ask? Are these skeptics unaware of the words of the Holy Scriptures which state, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being by Him." Without hesitation, the Scriptures powerfully proclaim that the entire universe was created by the Word of God. God spoke and the world came into being. This same powerful Word now lives within all believers. It prevents the devil from destroying the lives of Christians, yes, the lives of our own children. In his letter to the church at Ephesus, St. Paul explains that the devil is a powerful adversary. No man, by his own power, can defeat Satan. St. Paul explains it like this. He says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the powers, against the world forces of darkness." Yes, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Now, if the devil has so much power and is so much stronger than any man, how are we? How are we then to react? St. Paul advises us by saying, "Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one." Now listen to this, these last words of St. Paul. "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Oh, Father, Jesus prayed, "When I am gone, protect my disciples, the ones I love." Jesus further prayed, "I do not ask you to take them out of this world, but to keep them from the evil one." Then Jesus pleaded, "Sanctify them, Father, in the truth. Thy word is truth." Parents, let your prayer be the same. Your children will certainly grow up in this confused world. they will be tested by the cunning of the devil, the one described by the Bible as a roaring lion roaming about seeking whom he may destroy. But don't worry, parents, mothers, and fathers. Follow Jesus' example and everything will be okay. Place your children in the hands of God. Ask Him to sanctify and to protect them in the truth. His word is truth. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. Yes, train up a child in a home where religion and morality is not only preached, but where forgiveness and love is also practiced. Exhibit in your lifestyle that you love God and that you want to worship Him every week in His house. This positive attitude will be planted in your child's heart, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, this will grow. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Let God's Word sanctify and protect your home, your marriage, and your children. Sanctify them in the truth, Jesus said. Thy Word is truth. Amen.